Good morning, everyone. Andy Schwab here from the Northern Ag Network with today's Wyoming Morning Market Report. Well, tonight is the kickoff for the four BLM public meetings on the latest Greater Sage Grouse Management Plan. The leadoff meeting, of course, for the Cowboy State will be in Capital City at 5 p.m. in the Laramie County Library there in Cheyenne. Members of Wyoming's ranching community will likely be there, as Public Lands Council Director Sigrid Johannes told me. PLC has looked over the rule, and they have some concerns that the BLMs, including the sage-grouse habitat assessment framework, with the land health process.
One of the things that is discouraging is the incorporation of the sage-grouse habitat assessment framework into the land health process. Anybody who's a permittee is used to going through the land health assessment process, getting their judgment there from the agency, whether it's BLM or Forest Service. And if you're not meeting land health standards, there are consequences for that, right? But supposed to evaluate, you know, in a very comprehensive, holistic way, the health of the land on a grazing allotment and kind of reconfiguring it to have this single species focus, in our opinion, is not for the best interests of the range and is not ultimately going to be the best thing for the bird.
Sigrid also reiterated in our conversation, single species management is their main opposition to the latest rule and encourage as many public land users as possible to attend the meetings and submit their comments by the June 13th deadline online. Of course, all those details of the meeting and how to submit the comments are on our website, northernag.net. And the latest Sterling Profit Tracker shows packers continue to struggle to make any form of profit, while feed yards are finally capturing some decent margins with the elevated cattle prices. Another positive for some of the feed yards has been the feed costs remaining steady for the last month and nearly half the cost from a year ago. Overall, feedlot margins are called in the positive by $212 a head, while this past week showed the packers were in the negative by $202 a head.
AGCO is proud to launch PTX, a new leading brand that includes precision ag technologies from Precision Planting and PTX Trimble. Two familiar brands with one common goal. Precision Planting and PTX Trimble know farming is easier when systems speak to each other. That's why they both provide solutions that connect operations across the crop cycle to unlock visibility and flexibility, regardless of equipment color. Through automation, guidance, and upgrades for every season from Precision Planting and PTX Trimble, PTX is your solution for precision ag technology, empowering you to be more efficient, more accurate, and make agronomic decisions with confidence. You'll find a local dealer network that provides expert knowledge and support for every season. As you focus on maximizing yield, they'll provide reliable service, education, and access to tools that strengthen your inputs. Innovative brands you trust, powerfully simple, seamlessly compatible. PTX. Visit ptxag.com to learn more.
The American Farm Bureau has urged the USDA to reverse its decision to cancel the livestock and crop surveys that are crucial to the success of America's farmers and ranchers. As you may recall, the National Agricultural Statistics Service recently announced it would no longer provide that July cattle inventory survey, as well as the county-level estimates for crops and livestock and the objective yield survey for cotton. Farm Bureau President Zippy Duvall sent a letter to the USDA emphasizing the importance of the surveys, particularly the July cattle report, stating NASA's two reports regarding the total U.S. cattle inventory, published of course both in January and July, give farmers, ranchers, researchers, and other users of the data a full picture of the supplies in the U.S. cattle sector at both the beginning and the middle of each year. He added, this allows for a fair assessment of the cattle market for the next 6 months. Well, the House Ag Committee Chairman Glenn G.T. Thompson says his committee without a doubt will mark up a farm bill before Memorial Day on May 27th. After repeated delays in the farm bill process, Successful Farming reports that Republicans on the Senate Ag Committee also plan to release a farm bill framework shortly after the House panel takes action. However, Senate Ag Chair Debbie Stabenow says the Senate has not set a specific timeline to move the bill despite the farm bills being 6 months overdue. The legislators do say they're working hard to pass that farm bill this year despite the impasses on crop subsidies, climate, and snap cuts. We need to take a break. We're going to shift gears into the ag markets right after this.
Over five generations, the Stuber family has 100 years in the Hereford business. The Stuber Ranch 56th Annual Production Sale happens April 20th. With 115 fall and yearling Hereford bulls selling, including several polled bulls, 50 registered heifers, and 120 commercial heifers with 24 of those black white face F1s. The 56th Stuber Ranch Sale, April 20th at the ranch north of Bowman, North Dakota. Bid online with DV Auction or go to StuberRanch.com.
Does your lender work for profit, or does your lender work for you? For all the customers of Farm Credit Services of America, the answer is easy. That's because we are a lender driven by a mission rather than one that's driven for profit. A cooperative owned by the customers we serve and governed by a board of farmers and ranchers. We work for you and no one else. Discover the difference at Farm Credit Services of America. Agriculture works here.
Without any cash cattle developing on the hump day and the box beef prices actually coming in at softer prices for another day in a row, the livestock traders on the futures board decided 3 days in a row was quite not enough, as they were looking for a little bit more fundamental reason to continue to push the contracts higher. Luckily, though, the losses on the board were not very significant, as the May feeders only lost 70 cents, finishing their day right at 240.27. August feeders also off only 22 cents at 252.12. Similarly, minor gains were found on the live cattle futures, with the June down just 40 cents at 175.32, August down just 15 cents on the live cattle futures at 172.77. However, as mentioned, headwinds may be coming throughout the cash cattle trade today, and most are anticipating to see steady to maybe a little bit softer, as the box beef prices are not adding any optimism, with the choice cut of values giving away another $1.24 yesterday. But their bid now sitting at $296.78 a hundredweight, and the select values also losing another $2 yesterday at just under $291. Turning to some of the local auctions, winter livestock in Riverton had a little bit of a decent test of some feeder cattle. As a matter of fact, some of the light 7-weight steers came in anywhere from 267 and a quarter up to 275.50, while real light tests of those heavy 7-weight heifers did come in about 20 cents back, right about 248. Well, when you take a break, we're going to come back and wrap up with the grain markets right after this.
Good news, ranchers. Leading pediatric and nutrition associations, including the Dietary Guidelines for Americans, now recommend introducing meats like beef, among other nutrient-dense foods, to infants. Your checkoff dollar supports the research and awareness of new guidelines that show beef's 10 essential vitamins and minerals, including protein, iron, and zinc, strengthen growth and development, creating new generations of beef lovers from bite one. Get the full story at yourdollardoes.com, funded by the Beef Checkoff.
Stiller, Architect, True North, Enhance, Hickok, and Resilient. These bulls represent some of the best genetics in the Angus industry. You'll find these and more top sires represented at the Miski Angus Ranch Annual Production Sale. April 24th, 1 p.m. at Glendive Livestock Exchange, Miski Angus offers 65 two-year-old and 55 yearling bulls. This is the sale worth waiting for. Call Bob at 406-796-8102. The Miski Angus Ranch Annual Production Sale, April 24th, Glendive Livestock.
July KC Winery unfortunately closed down by double digits yesterday as they finished their day at 569 and found the resistance near the top end of their trading range, and really still unable to find enough demand to break the prices out of that trading range they've been stuck in for the last month or two. Of course, the precipitation that fell across much of our northwestern plains was certainly somewhat helpful for the crop, but did not offer a lot of optimism for the traders as the wheat stocks continue to remain elevated. Checking out some of the futures from yesterday, as mentioned, we saw the KC winter wheat leading the way lower as the May contract now sitting just under 573. July KC winter wheat also off 14 cents at 569. For the Minneapolis spring wheat, it was the July contract giving away a nickel and a half right at 639. May spring wheat also notching those nickel losses at 633 and a half. Running over to your row crops, we saw the corn futures pretty well just south of steady. The May corn giving away just under a penny, right at 430 and a quarter. July corn down nearly 2 cents at 441. Well, that's all the time we have for today's Wyoming Morning Market Report here on the Northern Ag Network. I'm Andy Schwab.